The following saint and purgatory mystic had arguably the most incredible vision and apparition of purgatory in the whole history of the Catholic Church. We're going to talk about that in today's video. Now, who the saint is and what he saw, you can probably guess because of where I am. Now, many of you know that I am in Ireland, and the saint that I want to reveal to you, the vision that he had, is Saint Patrick, none other than him. So for those that don't know who he is, he was from Wales, eventually became a priest and bishop and a missionary to Ireland. And his mission was to convert them, to convert the Druids who were practicing a type of witchcraft at the time. That was the local religion. And the things that he saw quite possibly converted an entire nation. Now, it took place in a type of cave, and caves are significant because one of the traditional teachings or beliefs about purgatory is that it is in the center of the earth. By the way, at the center of the earth, the temperature of the center of the earth is 10,000 degrees Fahrenheit. These degrees in Celsius for those of you outside the United States. Now, purgatory doesn't always take place in the center of the earth because it's both a place and a state. Some souls in purgatory do their purgatory in other places. For instance, in front of the Blessed Sacrament, if they had a special devotion to that during their life, or in particular places throughout the world where they sinned, or wherever God's providence allows them to do that. So because he lived around the year 300 to 400, the stories of what happened are a little bit varied. So I want to give you kind of some examples. And I was actually able to go there where it happened. And let me tell you, you know that it's real because you can feel it when you're there. So I'm going to show you scenes of that. Let me share with you what he saw. To the accounts of the origin of this dread spot, we must now turn. The one generally given is that when St. Patrick endeavored to convert the Irish people to Christianity by preaching to them of the happiness of heaven and the misery of hell, they turned a deaf ear to him and said that they would never be converted by his words and miracles unless one of their number should be permitted to see with his own eyes the torments of the damned and the bliss of the saved. Patrick was naturally in despair at their obduracy and unreasonableness. Upon this, our Lord appeared to him and led him to a deserted place, where he showed him a certain round pit dark within and said, "Whatever man, being truly penitent and armed with a lively faith, shall enter that pit and there remain for a day and a night, shall be purged from all his sins, and going through it, it shall behold not only the torments of the lost, but the joy of the blessed." The Lord then disappeared, and Patrick joyfully built a church in that place and placed canons regular of St. Augustine in it. He surrounded the ditch, which is in the cemetery outside the front of the church, with a wall and fitted it with gates and locks, lest anyone should rashly seek to enter it without permission, and then entrusted the key to keeping of the prior of the convent. In the time of Patrick himself, many entered the ditch induced by penance. When they came out, they bore witness that they had beheld the greatest torments, and these revelations Patrick ordered to be noted down and a record kept in that church. Now, that kind of explains the tradition of St. Patrick's Purgatory, which is in Lough Derg. There's an island there, and it looks like a fortress, but it's a type of abbey, and people will go there to do 1 or 3 day types of silent retreats, basically penitential retreats, where often they fast the entire time. They do an all-night vigil. You have to sign up months in advance. We actually saw a pilgrim walking there, and he explained why he was going. Some of the people that go there aren't even Catholic. They're just drawn by the aspect of penance, much like the Camino in Spain. Now, here are some other versions of what he saw, and these are actually, I think, more interesting. Other accounts vary slightly in detail. According to one, when St. Patrick prayed to God for a sign for the impenitent natives, he was ordered to trace with his staff a large circle on the ground, upon which the earth within the circumference of the circle opened and a very deep pit appeared. It was revealed to him that this was purgatory. Elsewhere, we read that St. Patrick struck the earth with his pastoral staff, making with it the sign of the cross, and upon which a chasm opened. It is said that the staff thus employed was that known as the Bacal Iosa, or Staff of Jesus, a celebrated relic which was in existence until about 1538, when it was publicly burned. Again, a later writer, so this is another version, so all these, probably what really happened is some combination of all three of these. Again, a later writer, Father Feijoux, declared his belief in the origin of the story as follows. Perhaps God had shown a signal favor to the great St. Patrick and to others who imitated him by representing to him in that cave a vision of the pains of purgatory and of the joys of paradise, and that upon this foundation, the report became noised abroad that all who entered the cave should share the same vision. A similar explanation of the name is given in a Louvain treatise of the 17th century entitled The Mirror of Penitence. It states that the saint removed from the distractions of the world into that cave, and there prayed that the pains of purgatory might be revealed to him. His request was granted, and he was so overawed by the vision that he departed from the cave and ordered that henceforth the island should be made a terrestrial purgatory where sinners could atone for their sins by prayer and fasting. In like strain runs a local legend which relates that the cave was tenanted by all the evil spirits, which St. Patrick had banished from other parts of Ireland, in consequence of which no one dared to approach this spot. The saint heard this and rowed out alone in a little boat to the island. He entered the cave and, finding it admirably suited for a penitential retreat, spent 40 days there in fasting and prayer. He not only drove Satan from his last stronghold in Ireland, but also obtained from God that the privilege of seeing the pains by which the temporal punishment due to sin is expiated in purgatory. It should be noted that some writers refer the origin of the place to an abbot named Patrick. So you see these different visions, but this is what's clear. St. Patrick had an incredible vision of purgatory located in that area of Loch Derg, most likely even on that island, some sort of cave where he saw purgatory, and he asked for it, not just for himself, because he already believed, so he didn't need the sign, but he asked it so that others could see, so that they could be converted. And this was the foundation stone of what converted the Irish people, because as you read before, they didn't believe his miracles or his preaching. Why? They were witches. They could perform their own miracles. They needed to see something of a higher level, and that was purgatory. Purgatory basically then converted all of Ireland. And then for hundreds of years, more than 1,000, it became a stronghold of the Catholic faith because of this incredible vision that not just he, but many, many saw. Maybe the whole country, maybe every person who desired, but they gave witness to that and it changed their minds. Now, when you think about this fact that his incredible vision converted an entire people, it makes sense in my experience, because when I come here, I see a very particular devotion to the souls in purgatory, as well as gifts related to the souls in purgatory. And not just that, but there's also the connection to Knock, where Archdeacon Kavanagh said 100 masses for the souls in purgatory, those that had died in the famine. On the 100th mass, the apparition happened. So the main Marian apparition of Our Lady here in Ireland is directly connected to the same tradition of St. Patrick, which is purgatory. Incredible. So that thread shows you it's true. Even if we don't have it written down anywhere, even if we don't have videos of it, we see its effects even now, that purgatory played an incredible role in converting the heart of these people. Now I'll show you different scenes from the area. It is beautiful. If I get to go there while I'm here, that would be an incredible gift from St. Patrick, as well as this other cave, not related to purgatory at all. It's a cave that two young men found in the Galway area of Ireland, and the local bishop there supported it because it holds the third largest stalagmite in all of the world. Really beautiful. So you can get an idea of a cave and see what they look like around here. But anyway, if this video has helped you in any way, please support this channel. Please subscribe and support it through Buy Me a Coffee.
Lots of little calcite formations now as we've got here.
Then if you look at the bottom of the front plate, you see these little holes in the material. They hold this here in the front plate.
Now, I just talked to a gentleman that knew a little bit more about St. Patrick's Purgatory, and he was talking to two women that were going on to the island. Now, if you look behind me, the car park or the parking lot is completely full of people. And he was saying that it's a 3-day retreat, no food at all. So presumably could be complete fasting or fasting on bread and water. absolutely incredible. If any of you have ever done this retreat, please comment down below. Share with us, what was your experience? What did you find? What were some of the graces that you experienced? And praise God, hopefully one day one of us will be able to do this as well. Again, if this video, if you found it helpful in any way, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one.